Mystery surrounding Idaho co-eds' deaths. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police continue to investigate the murders of four University of Idaho college students who were found fatally stabbed in their off-campus home nearly 2 weeks ago. Fox's Dan Springer reporting from Moscow, Idaho.
There's been a lot of chatter around here, a lot of speculation that they may be connected to two other fatal stabbing attacks that happened in this community and around here. The most recent case involved a couple in Salem, Oregon in 2021. They were attacked in their bed while sleeping at 3 a.m., so some similarities for sure. But police now say they don't believe this and a 23-year-old double homicide knife attack in nearby Pullman, Washington, about 6 miles away from here, are related to their case.
We're learning more about the suspect in the two school shootings in Brazil. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Authorities did not name the 16-year-old suspected gunman, but did note he's a former student of the public school that he attacked that housed both elementary and middle school students. He also targeted a neighboring private school in the Brazilian village of Aracruz. At least 3 people were killed and 13 wounded in the attacks that police say the suspect had been planning for 2 years, arming himself with a semi-automatic pistol and a revolver.
A judge in Florida will decide whether a former college student was insane when he killed a couple in their garage 6 years ago and then chewed on one victim's face. The trial is set to begin on Monday for Austin Harriff, who pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to 2 counts of first-degree murder. Harriff will receive a sentence of life in prison without parole if found guilty. If he is found insane, then he would be sent to a mental hospital. Protests continue in China against restrictive COVID-19 measures in several cities Saturday night. The protests sparked by a deadly apartment building fire where people were not allowed to escape because of COVID lockdowns. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
With the influx of migrants continuing at the U.S.-Mexico border, House Republicans are calling for the DHS secretary to resign or face impeachment. Fox's Casey Stiegel reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
DHS signaling that Secretary Mayorkas is going nowhere, saying that the agency actually inherited a broken immigration system. And then they pointed the finger right back at lawmakers, saying that members of Congress should come to the table and work on solutions for the broken system and outdated laws. Mayorkas also contends that they do have a plan in place to deal with another possible migrant surge when Title 42 comes to an end next month.
Meanwhile, Arizona Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News Live that he's contacted the Biden administration over their border policies, but hasn't received an answer.
I've invited Kamala Harris. I've invited Joe Biden to come visit us, to sit down with us. I've tried to reach out to Secretary Mayorkas. In the past 2 years, they've said nothing. They refused to meet with us. They refused to talk with people on the ground in states like Arizona or Texas.
President Biden has called for both parties to work together on immigration reform. Grammy and Academy Award-winning singer and actor Irene Cara has passed away.
Irene Cara rose to fame acting in and singing the title song from the 1980 movie Fame. She went on to win an Academy Award for 1983's Flashdance, What a Feeling, from the movie Flashdance. Her publicist Judith Moose announcing the death in a tweet saying, "This is the absolute worst part of being a publicist." Moose wrote Cara died at her home in Florida and that the cause was unknown and will be released when more information is available. Funeral services and a public memorial are pending. Irene Cara was 63 years old.
That's Fox's Samantha Liebman. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.